Blog Talk Radio. The song just simply says, if he doesn't do anything else, he's already done enough. Bishop Brown wrote this song for me. Hallelujah. Oh, we going home, y'all. Old school. Yeah, yeah.
anniversary here on Blog Talk Radio. Our founder and visionary of A Time of Reflection is Pastor Adrian Bernard. Our speaker today is Minister Phyllis Wesley Lawson from New Orleans, Louisiana. A Time of Reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enhance, enrich, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apology. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scripture and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. That comes from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. So join us daily, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. We do appreciate your support. We thank you for calling in. The call-in number to those who may be listening on the radio right now and through the internet is 858-683-1334. You will need to call that number for your prayer request while we're live on the line, for your share testimonies while we're live. Once again, that's 858-683-1334. You can email us at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com or mail us any prayer requests, praise reports, love offerings if you would like, to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also visit and like our New Destiny Ministry page on Facebook and visit our website, www.newdestinyministries.com, and you'll be able to hear all of our archived messages. You can visit us on Twitter at newdestiny54, our YouTube, to stay connected and to hear a word from God. As I announced before, we have a special speaker of the hour today, Mr. Phyllis Wesley Lawson. All right, was born the third of 10 children in Brookhaven. She grew up chronically ill with asthma. In the 11th grade, Phyllis was hospitalized for asthma, and the doctor told her mom to call the family together if anyone wanted to see her before she passed. But God, okay? At the age of 17, Phyllis accepted the Lord and was married. Her husband was called into the ministry, and she was called into the health ministry and intercessory prayer. They were also called into the deliverance ministry. Phyllis also began visiting nursing homes where she visited the people no one came out to see. She worked in rehab ministry, home Bible studies, prison ministry. She served with her husband 20 years in pastoral ministry. At God's direction, she moved to New Orleans, Louisiana in 1997. She worked with Travelers Aid as a speaker for the United Way for 3 years. She continued in street witnessing, nursing home ministry, prayer walk, and the Lord's direction has begun jail prison ministry again. She has an associate's degree in biblical studies and has presently finished a BS degree in health information management. Glory to God. Phyllis also served 5 years as a chaplain in New Orleans. 3 years ago, this June, being single for 16 years, God again blessed her with a wonderful helpmate. She considers herself a servant of the Most High God and counts it a privilege any time she can witness, minister, or pray for any one of God's children. Minister, are you on the line right now?
Yes, I am.
Blessings. You got a lot of static going on.
Can you hear me? I hear a lot of static. Yeah, we can hardly hear you.
Okay, one moment.
Yeah, that ended it.
Praise God. Praise God.
Thank you,
Amen.
Lord.
Praise God. Amen.
Yes.
Today I just count it as a blessing from the Lord. Amen. To have another opportunity to share the word of God with God's people. Amen. I never count it lightly. Amen. Because God has chosen people. Amen. To do his work. Amen. And to represent his name. And we are always to recognize a child of God as a precious, amen, and important part of the body of Christ. He said even if we offend a little one, it's better for us that a millstone was hung about our neck than to offend the child of God. Amen. So I come before you prayerfully, amen, praying that God will anoint and bless this word. Father, as I go forth, I yield myself to you, Father God, that it'll be all you and none of me. Father God, it's all about you and the kingdom. Father God, I have no agenda today except to represent you. Let my words speak your words, Lord God. Let this vessel be used as a vessel, amen, to be a blessing and minister a word to the body of Christ. Minister a word to anyone, amen, that will hear this word, sinner or saint. Amen. That will be a word of encouragement, a word of correction, a word of uplifting, and a word of peace today. I ask this, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. I want to talk to you today about thankfulness, a believer's way of life. Thankfulness, a believer's way of life. This time of year, the world decides it's time to show love, to do good, to remember the less fortunate, to be kind and caring. Well, what's wrong with that? You might wonder. Well, it's nothing really wrong with showing kindness, compassion, and gentleness. But as a believer, we are called to do this 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. John the Revelator said, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love." 1 John 4:7-8. If we're born of God, love has been deposited inside our transformed heart. We no longer have that heart of stone that the world has, but we have the heart of flesh, the heart that walks in the fruit of the Spirit all year long. As believers, we are also called to live a life of thanksgiving and praise. Ephesians 5:19-20 says, "Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in your hearts to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God." Let me repeat that. Giving thanks always for all things unto God. As an English student, you are taught if the sentence begins with a word that says do something, you is the understood subject. Let me repeat that. If a sentence begins with a word that says to do something, you is the understood subject. So looking back at Ephesians 5:19, speaking to yourselves, and Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always, these are not requests, as many believers seem to think. They are commands from God. We are exalted in the Old Testament in Psalms many times to praise God. Psalms 95:2, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Psalms 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. We are called to live a life of thankfulness. When Daniel heard the king's decree, and new decree had been signed, he went to his chambers and fell down and prayed and gave thanks like he did every day. It is recorded in Psalms 5 and 7. Daniel said, I will worship toward your holy temple in reverent fear and awe of you. Daniel lived a lifestyle of praise and worship. He spent his life building a relationship with God, and when he needed a miracle, he cried out to God. He lived in a strong relationship with God. In the New Testament, we're told in Philippians 4 and 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and minds through Jesus Christ. Praise God. This scripture says in everything, by prayer and supplication, along with thanksgiving, let your request be made unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. A lot of people, amen, say they're living for God, they love for God, but they have no peace. Praise God. If you want the peace of God, you must obey the voice of God. Amen. He told us to be careful for nothing. But in everything we do, go forth with prayer and supplication, seeking God's face, seeking God's will, God's direction. Lord, is this what you have me to do? Which direction today, Lord, where would you have me to go? Amen. We don't assume anything serving God. As a servant, we want to be like Samuel, with a tender heart and a tender ear, open to hear the voice of God. Open. We might have plans and may even have prayed over them and got an okay from God. But when we start those plans, the Spirit checks us and say, not this, not that, not that way, not this way. Amen. We have to walk in instant obedience to the voice of the Lord. Amen. And that's when we feel the peace of God. That's when we walk in peace that we can't explain to people. Amen. Happy. Amen. We done lost our house. Happy. Amen. When the car got wrecked. Amen. Happy. Amen. When we got that pink slip. A peace that we can't explain to people that doesn't make sense, but it's ours. It's the peace of God. And Jesus gave us his peace. He said, my peace I leave with you. If Jesus gave us his peace, why are you letting the world get you down? Amen. When he gave us his peace, nobody can take it from us. We give it up, but nobody can take it from us. He says, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives. Amen. The world gives you peace as long as you're following along with their program. Long as you, yes, ma'am, yes, sir. Long as you're ready to do this and do that and obey everything they say. When you cross them, that's it. Amen. They try to come after you with a vengeance. Amen. Everything they help you get, they try to take it all back and more. Amen. But Jesus said, I'm giving you my peace. The peace of God that passeth all understanding. The peace when you don't have nothing. You don't know which way to go, what direction. You can still hold your head up. You can still sing your song. And you can still walk in peace. Amen. Because he's given us this promise never to leave us, never to forsake us. And as we stand on his word, amen, and believe his word, amen, he brings it to pass in our life. A New Testament man that lived the lifestyle of praise and worship was Paul. In Acts 16:25, we found Paul and Silas praying at midnight and singing praises to God. What do you do when midnight comes into your life? When it's midnight, amen, when all the bills due and there's no money to pay them. When it's midnight, when your loved one is so sick, the doctor said, I don't know. I don't know if they're going to make it. What do you do when midnight comes? Because if you live, midnight is coming. Live for God or live for the devil, midnight is coming in your life. But if you live for God, which way are you going to go? Which direction will you run? Will you run to God or will you run from God? Amen. Do you still praise him and seek him at midnight? Or are you like the people of the world? As long as everything is going fine, I love the Lord. I love the Lord. Amen. I'll do anything for him. Amen. I love the Lord. Amen. When things start messing up, Amen. When you start getting the pink slip, when they lying on you and you doing all you know to do, amen, do you still have a song? Do you still praise God? Or do you go home, get in your corner, amen, and start your pity party? Get on the phone. I don't know why they lying on me. I don't know why they gave me that pink slip. Praise God. If your testimony is real, it's real. It's real in the darkness and it's real in the light. If you're standing for God and you believe him, you're going to stand there if nobody stands with you. If you have to stand by yourself, if children walk away, husband, wife walk away, you're going to stand because you believe God and you are persuaded that God is the answer. Amen. You're going to be like the disciples. When Jesus turned around and asked them after the crowd left, he turned around and asked him, "What about you?" And Peter said, "Lord, where will we go? You have the words of life." Amen. In other words, I don't have any place to go. Give me Jesus or I don't have anything. And that's my life story. Give me Jesus. Amen. I don't have choices. It's no turning back. It's no turning back. I don't know what the future holds. I know things God has showed me. But if God shows you the blessing, guess what? There's a testing time before that blessing comes. So the blessing might come, amen, and it will come if you stand on the word of God, amen. But there's still going to be trials and tribulations, and that's going to prove your heart. Like God said in Deuteronomy 8 chapter, that's why he, amen, allowed the trials and tribulations to come upon the children of Israel to test their hearts. They told Moses, "We'll obey God. We're going to do everything he told us to do." But when the water ran out, they started grumbling. Amen. When they got tired of eating the same meat, they started grumbling. Amen. When they weren't covering enough distance fast enough, they started grumbling. But guess what? God knows your heart. He sees your secret thoughts. Amen. You might be smiling, praise the Lord, on the outside. But God sees your secret thoughts. Amen. He's there, amen, when everybody's going home, when it's nobody to put on a show for. Amen. When it's just you and God. Amen. God knows your heart. Praise God. Amen. The Bible warns us, and Paul warns us, that anybody that plans to live godly is going to suffer persecution. The Bible didn't say you might. Just maybe, just perhaps you're going to suffer. No, the Bible made it plain. Anybody that lives godly in Christ Jesus will, W-I-L-L, suffer persecution. Amen. We are perfected when we go through the fiery trials of life and we stay with God. The Bible tells us Jesus learned obedience through the things he suffered. If Jesus learned obedience through suffering, why do you think you will have an easy life? When the storms of life come, do you run to God? Lord, I'm sorry if I did something wrong. Do you not know trials will come, especially if we do something right? Look at Job. He feared God and eschewed evil. Amen. That means he ran from the very appearance of evil. Amen. If he thought it was the wrong thing, if he thought it was would displease God to do something, he wouldn't do it. Amen. He knew his children sometimes had parties. Amen. And he was so afraid his children might sin and offend God, he would offer a sacrifice to God to ask God to forgive them just in case they sinned in the midst of their partying. Praise God. Amen. He didn't want to take a chance that they sinned. Amen. Praise God. So we have to keep our eyes on him. Amen. And keep our hearts determined. My mind is made up. Amen. We have to keep a made up mind. Talking about the Old Testament, but let's switch back to the New Testament. Back to Paul and Silas. Amen. Their hands were placed in stocks so they couldn't move freely. Their backs were bloody from the beating they were thrown in a dark, stinking prison. Instead of having the pity party so many of us would have, Paul began to think on the goodness of God. he began to think on how God turned his life around after he spent his life killing believers and tormenting them. He killed men, women, and children, thinking he was pleasing God. But when Jesus got his attention, he said, "Saul, Saul, why persecute thou me?" He learned the lesson that the world has to learn. When you harm a child of the Most High God, God takes it personally. If you do it to his child, you do it to him. Looking, amen, again at the word of God, another thing we find, amen, in the power of God's word, amen, is the power of being thankful. Amen. Praise is a weapon. In Psalms 149, 6 through 9, it says, "Let the high praise of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand." How can this be? Praise must come forth out of our mouth on a continual basis. Amen. It said, "Let the high praises of God be in our mouth and a two-edged sword." Amen. If you know your Bible, amen, the Bible calls the word of God a two-edged sword. So in other words, God is saying, praise me and speak my word. If you want to see victory, you must praise God and you must confess the word of God continually. Amen. Has a regular thing on a daily basis. So don't do as many believers do. They take 15. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, okay. Don't do as many believers. We take 15 minutes to brag on what the enemy has done in our life. Then we take 1 minute to say, "I know the Lord is able." Stop lying. Stop lying. If you believe God is enough and he's more than enough, you'll spend all of your time bragging on God. You'll spend all your time lifting him up. The Bible says, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together." Have you ever had a magnifying glass? When you put it on something, what does it do? It looks bigger and bigger and bigger. The more you move that glass, the bigger it gets. That's what God wants us to do on a daily basis. Think on his word. Remember on what he's already brought you through, how he's already delivered you. Magnify the Lord. When you go talk to people, lift up the name of Jesus. Tell them how big your God is. Boast on the Lord. Boast on his goodness. Amen. The Bible says, "Let us exalt his name." Amen. Let us do it as a group of people, amen, that say we love the Lord. Verse 7 says, "To execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the people." 8, "To bind their kings with chains and their nobles with feathers of iron." Amen. This is talking about the power of God's word. When you praise God and send his praises forth on a continual basis, amen, it will bind the enemy. It will stop the work of the enemy. Praise God. This ain't talking about a natural king, that praise is going to put chains on a natural king or natural nobleman. 2 Corinthians 5 tells us, "We wrestle not with flesh and blood." This is referring, amen, to evil spirits, amen, and the spiritual warfare, amen, that's taking place in our life to try to hinder and stop us in the service of the Lord. Amen. This is talking about those lying spirits that tell you God don't love you, that tell you God is mad with you. This is those lying spirits that tell you, you see what you did? You see what you said? God don't like you no more. God can't use you no more. You're not fit anymore. You need to stop right now. You just need to go sit down and shut up. But the devil is a lie. Let me tell you, as a saint of God, you might not get everything just right, but guess what? The Bible, amen, has made, amen, a way for us, praise God. And the Bible has told us in Romans, there in Romans 8, amen, and 1, "There is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus." Did you hear me? I didn't say a little combination. I said no condemnation. There is no condemnation to a child of God. So that's saying if you do wrong and repent, God is not condemning you. So if you feel condemned, that's your own conscience or that's the enemy. throwing those darts at you, and it's up to you to recognize it and to stop it. Put a halt to it. Amen. The devil is talking to you. It's time you start talking back to him. He's a liar. Tell him he's a liar. Amen. He's trying to throw your past up, throw his future up to him. Amen. Let him know, amen, I'm a child of the Most High God. Amen. And when I repent, I am forgiven. Amen. My sins are thrown as far as the east is from the west. God remembers them no more. Amen. I started back talking to the devil. Amen. I got so vexed at him talking to me. Amen. When he said a word, I say a word. Amen. If he keep on, I just lift up the high praises of God. And guess what? Amen. The enemy don't want to hear that. Amen. He'll leave you alone. Your mind will get calm and quiet when you focus on God. Amen. That's why the word tells you, amen, to just focus on the true and living God. In Philippians, amen, 4 and 6, amen, and even on further down in Philippians, I believe the 8th verse, amen, the 4th and the 8th verse, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Amen. The Bible already tells you what to put your mind on, the things of God. And amen. If somebody, amen, it's telling the truth when they run around telling that so-and-so lie. Don't think on that. The Bible said, amen, it might be true, but it's not, amen, it's not godly, amen. It's not uplifting. It tears you down. Don't think on those things. Think on those things that lift up your spirit, that encourage you in the ways of God, that encourage you to keep living for God. That's what you want to focus on. Praise God. Amen. And, you know, sometimes people, amen, will think on these wrong things and let the enemy tear them down. But we have to keep, amen, focusing on the blessings of God. Amen. And realize, amen, this is not an easy way. Amen. This is a pressing way. This is a way filled with trials and tribulations. Amen. The Bible warned us all those who live godly will suffer persecution, not just a few, not just the pastor, not just the evangelist, not just the prophet, not just the teacher. All who live godly will suffer persecution. So guess what? If you serve God, you in that number all. Amen. But he told us a but. But the Lord will deliver. Hallelujah. It's no question about it. You keep living for God. You keep lifting up his name. Amen. God will deliver you. Amen. I know one time, amen, praise God, somebody put out a lie on me. Well, I've heard that quite a few times. Amen. But God taught me something every time. Amen. I heard somebody say one time, a lie is like mud. If you leave it alone and let it dry, you can thump it off. But if it while it's still wet, if you keep thumping it and all, it's going to smear and make a mess. So when I hear people lie on me, amen, I go to God and I thank God, amen, that I say, okay, Lord, this is in your hands. Amen. You told me the battle is not mine, but it's yours. Amen. And I have had people come to me sometime after years. I had one sister find me. Amen. And she repented to me. Amen. Because she went behind the lies, amen, of another sister. Amen. That didn't want her to fellowship with me. And she said, I prayed about it and I asked God to show me the truth. And he showed me that sister. He showed me things she was saying, things she was doing that was not right. He let me know that's where the fault was. Amen. That's who the liar was. Amen. And she came to me. She said, I want you to know I'm big enough, amen, to come to you and ask for your forgiveness. I said, honey, that's all right. Don't even worry about that. Because when I heard about the lies, it grieved me, but I gave it over to God. And guess what? Amen. The lady that lied on me, praise God, had a brand new house, a brand new house. Amen. And a month after she got that brand new house, the house caught on fire. Amen. And it was like 4 or 5 years, amen, before she could get back into that house because she didn't have a homeowner's insurance. She let it lapse. Praise God. Not that I'm anything big. I'm not. I'm small. I'm a child of the Most High God. but I believe his word. If you stand still, you will see the salvation of God. Amen. If you take your hands off and let go, God will come to your rescue. Praise God. Amen. And some people are like Paul used to be. Amen. They think God called them, amen, to be a tell-it-all. Amen. They have a spirit of revelation where they have to tell all your business, every bad thing you ever did. Well, you are a liar. Amen. And the Bible says so. Amen. The Bible tells us if we find our brother, our sister in a fault, we're supposed to restore them in a spirit of meekness. We're not supposed to run fuzz. We can run and call everybody we can think of, go down the phone directory, go down the church directory. Amen. We're not supposed to do that. Amen. Sometimes, amen, you find people in a congregation running behind people. Amen. Especially the new converts. Amen. Trying to point out every fault. Fault finding is not one of the gifts of the Spirit. Amen. Let me repeat that. Fault finding is not one of the gifts of the Spirit. Tattletale is not a calling or an anointing from God. Praise God. Amen. We're to use God's word in an attitude of thankfulness to bring healing to our natural bodies. Amen. Proverbs 3:7-8 says, "Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil." Verse 8, "It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones." Let me ask you something today. If you got sick, amen, if you have a cold or the flu, and you go to the doctor will tell you, take this medicine, take it 3 times a day. You wouldn't talk back to him. You would agree with him. You get that prescription filled, and you would follow directions. But God told you in his word, amen, we are healed by his stripes. Amen. 2 Peter 2:24, Matthew 8:17, Isaiah 53, amen, lets us know that our Jesus, amen, died. Amen. He took all those stripes for our healing, for our suffering. Amen. And we get the word of counsel and we want to run and make out our will. Amen. Instead of running to the word, amen, shutting everything out and getting along with that word, finding all those healing scriptures and beginning to meditate on them day and night, confessing the word until we get that word into our spirit. When you get it in your spirit, then the manifestation comes. We're willing to take the trouble to obey a natural doctor, but we don't want to take the time out to obey our spiritual doctor. Amen. He died, amen, for our healing. Amen. He died for our deliverance. Praise God. Amen. Joshua said it, amen, in the book of Joshua, the 1st chapter, the 8th verse, amen, if we would obey God's word, we would meditate on it to do what it says. Amen. His word would bring us good success. Not only that, he said we would be strong, we would be confident if we meditated daily on the word of God. Amen. If we studied on it. If we chewed on it, you know, like a cow chews its cud. Amen. That cow chews that food and swallows it. Then he goes over into a place where a shade under a tree, and then he regurgitates that food and chews on it again. He does that several times. Amen. God invites us to chew, to meditate on his word. Don't just enjoy that sermon today. Take it home, go back and open your Bible and read it again. Amen. Sit there in your prayer time with a scripture and pray on it. Speak in tongues, ask God for the understanding of it. Do a word study, amen, on praise and worship. Do a word study on healing. Do a word study on success when you need finances. Amen. Study God's word. Amen. His word, amen, brings victory. Amen. Don't, amen, just be like some people. They want God to be like Santa Claus. Amen. You run to him one time, amen, once a year, and tell him this is what you need, this is what you want him to do, and then bam. Well, I don't believe the word because I prayed a week and nothing happened. I gave 2 weeks and nothing happened. Amen. But that's not it. We're called to live a lifestyle of holiness. We're called to live a lifestyle of trusting and believing God. We're called to live a lifestyle of thankfulness. Amen. There is power in the word of God. There is power in the name of Jesus. Amen. The Bible says, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess. Amen. So guess what? If you don't want to own up to him now, you will own up to him. Amen. At the time of judgment. You know, they took I was listening on TV, and they were saying how this prestigious newspaper took out an ad. Amen. After the shootings, and the last shootings were where the people got hurt at the Christmas party, and some got killed. And they asked this big, huge question: where was God? I wish they would have asked me. I wish I had enough money to send back and take an ad out on that same paper. And I would tell them, God is where you told him to be. You told him to get out of your business. You told him we don't need you. You told God you not for today. Amen. We have a better answer, a better way. So you see people, you see the world running around. Where was God when this happened? He was where you told him to be. You told him to get out of your schools. You told him you don't need prayer in the schools. Amen. You told him don't teach you how to raise your kids. You don't need that. And guess what? When they buck up and beat your head, and they buck up, amen, and wind up in prison, and you done lost everything you had trying to get them out, amen, God is yet God. He's still on the throne. Amen. But the thing is, we need to let him be on the throne of our lives. Amen. Every time I think about it, I tell God, Lord, Phyllis is off the throne. You sit on the throne of my heart. And if it's any different, show me, Lord, that I can get it straight. Amen. Because sometimes you can have it just right, and the enemy comes, and you're not watching and praying enough. Amen. And you start easing back into old ways. Amen. And you start taking on the decision instead of coming before God. So, amen, that's why the Bible tells us examine ourselves. Amen, examine ourselves. If we judge ourselves, the Bible said we won't have to be judged. If you judge yourself guilty of sin, repent of it, and God won't have to judge you for that sin. Amen, if you judge yourself slack in the word, get back in that Bible. Ask God, amen, to give you a hunger and thirst for the things of God. When I feel myself slacking up, amen, and I'm satisfied not to read my Bible regular, amen, I ask God, Lord, give me an appetite, give me a hunger and a thirst, Lord, that I can't do without it, that I can't do without my daily word, that I can't do without, amen, spending some time doing research in my Bible, understanding why God said what he said, understanding why God did what he did. All we need, all we will ever need is in those 66 books. But it's not going to jump out and get us. We got to seek God. Jeremiah promised us if we seek him, he will be found. If we call upon him, he will answer. That don't mean run to him right now and he like your little servant. He going to jump and say, yes, sir, yes, sir. No, it don't mean that. It means daily call on God, daily seek God, daily read his word. And as you get in a habit, amen, of following after God, and he sees you serious, he will manifest himself to you. You'll begin to get direction in your spirit. You'll begin to hear in your spirit which way to go, what to do, how to deal with situations. It's a relationship, but it's got to be real. Amen. It's not a Burger King habit your way relationship. Amen. So many Christians deceiving themselves. Amen. They feel like they can do without studying their Bible. They can do without fasting and praying and seeking God and still be on it, still be right where they should be with God. But you're deceiving yourself. And that's the worst deception. Amen. It's to deceive yourself. Amen. The Bible said, present yourselves. amen, holy to God, which is our reasonable service. It's not God asking us to do some big thing. He's just asking us to do what we're supposed to do. If we want a real relationship with him, if we really want to know the voice of God, if we really want to obey the voice of God, if we really want to be led by the Spirit, amen. It's going to cost us, amen. But guess what? God said, amen, in his word, amen, when the disciples came to Jesus, they said, Jesus, we've given up all this to follow you. Amen. He said, there's no one that has given up houses or land, amen, that it will not be restored a hundredfold in this life and in eternal life, in the life to come. Amen. Follow Jesus, but follow him with your whole heart. And it starts with a heart full of thanksgiving. Amen. Once you have a thankful heart, your world looks different. When trouble comes, you're not all confused. Why? Because I know God is with me. God is in my life. If he's in my life, he's in this situation. This situation, sometimes things hit me by surprise. I tell God, I said, God, this took me by surprise, but you knew it was coming. And I thank you for giving me guidance and direction how to handle this situation, because the trial don't come until the answer is already there. The trial will not come until the answer is already there. So anything you're going through in your life, you need to seek God for the answer, because he gave the answer before he let the trial come. I praise God, amen, for his word. Amen. I kind of had a little mix up, amen, so I won't be able to stay on the line, amen, to do prayer. But I pray your soul is blessed and encouraged, amen, because God is calling for a thankful people. Amen. One of the signs of the last days is people not being thankful. Amen. Don't let it be you. Amen. Don't let it be you. Amen. Children used to give them money and they were so thankful. You give them a quarter now and they roll their eyes at you like, is this all? You know, you just get an allowance. Be so happy to get that little bit of money. Now they have a list to give you how they want to spend their allowance on this and that. In other words, you need to give me enough money to buy this and that. Amen. But let us come with thanksgiving before God. If it's a little, thank God for the little. The Bible says, despise not the day of small beginnings. Amen. You might start small, but as you stay in an attitude of gratitude, doors open and ways are made. Amen. Because the word of God is true. Amen. Heaven and earth will pass away, but his word shall stand. I encourage you, amen, to be thankful. Don't be thankful because it's Thanksgiving and Christmas. Be thankful because Jesus died and paid the price for your sins. Amen. That you won't have to die and go to hell. Believe him. Receive salvation. Amen. All you got to do is say yes. Don't worry about all your habits and all that. Just say yes to God. If you surrender to him, he will help you with every habit, amen, with every problem. Just say yes. Amen. I love the Lord. I pray you are blessed and encouraged today. Amen. And I leave you with this thought. Amen. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits to me? Amen. I ask you that question. What shall you render unto the Lord for all his benefits to you? Amen. I'm persuaded to say, as Joshua, amen, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. May God ever bless and keep you in the center of his will. Today I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to be on the line, but amen, I have to mute it. God bless you and keep you forever. Amen and amen.
Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Minister Phyllis Wesley Lofton from New Orleans, Louisiana. I am fired up. I am so grateful. I'm going to begin opening the lines now. We're just going to keep this moving right now. Caller with the last number of 4668, your mic is open. If you would like to bless the lady of God who just brought this powerful word on this day, she said, if Jesus gave you his peace, why are you letting the world take it? She's dropped so many blessings to us today. Caller 468, are you there?
Yes, I am. This is Mother Charity. Praise the Lord to everybody. And I did enjoy her comments. Praise God. And the word that she brought forth, amen, was awesome. Amen. It gives us a chance to think, you know, about what the Lord has done for us. Hallelujah. Now, thank God for all of his manifold blessings that he has bestowed upon me. And I thank him for his word today. God bless you, and y'all pray for us in Jesus' name.
God bless you, Mother Charity. I'm going to leave your line unmuted, so if anyone needs prayer today, you can do so.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And the next line that we'll be opening, the last four numbers is 7340. Caller, are you there? Caller 7340. Okay, I'll go to the next caller. Caller with the last four numbers of 1553, would you like to request prayer or have any comments or a testimony?
Praise the Lord. This Minister Leslie again?
Yes.
Praise the Lord, Minister Leslie. This prophet George, I thank God for you again. I thank God for the woman of God that was speaking just now. Praise be to God. I thank God for that message. I came on a little late, about 4:30, but I tell you, when I came on, she was going up. And I thank God because it inspired me. What I was dealing with on today and the things I was going through, it was meant for me to get on here today and hear what the woman of God was speaking and speaking on, because, oh, my God, Holly, I was telling my wife, I said, if you can hear her, you would think she was right here and knew what I was dealing with. And my wife said, I can hear her through the headphones. I thank God for the woman of God, and something she said in her message itself. It's a lot of interference in the background. I don't know if you can hear me. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. But the woman of God was mentioning when the disciples was asked that question, and they said, where should we go? You hold eternal life. Without Jesus, ain't nowhere we can go. And that just was pow. I thank God for the woman of God. She said so many things that was so key and so important in this time and season, as well as all times, as a follower and a believer of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and being in a preparated position and preparing to, when he comes back, it's a standard that we have to uphold, and we have to meet the qualification of salvation, praise be to God. And when she said these things, it was like pow, right, like they used to say, smack dab, right in the face. So I thank God for her because, hallelujah, her boldness and holiness to go forward and not compromise nor take down. That's what we need in this hour and in this season. We need true men and women of God who is not ashamed of the gospel, the truth of God, and to present God's message. And she said God's word is the two-edged sword. If you know your Bible, that's what the Bible says, praise be to God. And it cuts between marrow and joint, praise be to God. The word is always checking us. There's conviction, and we need to stay up under the perfect light, which James talks about, which is the word of God, the perfect mirror. We see ourselves in his word, and the word will find us, and it behooves us to make God's speed. We need to be at God's speed making the corrections that is needed to be made. I always say the biggest room in our house should be the room of improvement. Praise be to God. And I need improvement. I need to stay before God. It's things in my life God has delivered, but there's things I'm yet being delivered from. Every day is different, but God don't change. Praise be to God. And I thank God for you, woman of God, because whenever we come to a bump in the road, we come to a set trap, we can always look to God and be obedient and with an acceptable heart to his instructions and advice. The word of God is our map through this life, from here to eternity with God. Praise be to God. And I don't sort out certain things and say, I'm not that type of believer where I say, well, I'll take this, but I ain't taking that. No, I need everything that the word of God says, because that's what his word said. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. The word proceedeth, it said his word went forth with power. And when God said it, somebody said, what about the Big Bang Theory? Well, I say, well, God spoke it, and bang, there it is. So, you know, thank God, his word is truth, regardless of who may not receive it, but the word is still right all by itself. And I thank God for the woman of God, the speaker on today, and all that she has shared with us today. It is a blessing like we can't even imagine. And it's going to yet be things revealed concerning this message in our lives as we go step by step. So I thank God for that on today. I just encourage everyone, continue to stay in the faith. Don't let nothing, no matter, some people may not appreciate your best, but no matter what, don't settle for less. Don't let nobody make you doubt. Hallelujah, God Almighty. Don't let nobody make you feel bad that when you're doing the best you know how. Come on, somebody, because God has promised us that we're going to reap in due season if we faint not. So be not weary in well-doing. Everybody is not going to appreciate you all the time. People won't always encourage you. But you need, sometimes you need to know that it's going to be times you got to encourage yourself. How? With the word of God. Remember God's promises over your life. Remember God's spoken word concerning those, hallelujah, that trust him. Because he said if we delight in him, he will give us the desires of our heart. If we delight ourselves in the Lord, praise be to God. And a lot of times we're going to find these things out when we are up against trials, when we meet challenges along this journey. That's what our faith is really. Come on, somebody. It's easy to talk when everything is going your way and when you can't see anything going wrong at the moment. But it's when you get into situations, when you up against challenges and many people that want to compromise, but you standing on his word. God is not slack concerning his promise. He said he's going to see us through. He's going to bring us out. Though we go through, but he said, this your poor man cried, but the Lord delivered him out of all his trouble. Come on, somebody. Not some of them, all of them. So I thank God on today. I thank God for you again, Minister Leslie Priest, and the wonderful job you're doing as the host. Praise be to God, and we thank God for Blog Talk Radio, Pastor Adrian Bernard, and 4-year celebration. I'm excited about it. And the woman of God who spoke on today, I thank God for you. Continue going forward, doing what thus saith the Lord, because yes, your living is not in vain.
That was Minister Phyllis Wesley Lofton from New Orleans.
Yes. I saw the flyer, and I forgot the name. Phyllis,
yes.
Oh, Minister Phyllis Lofton. So we thank God for you, woman of God. Be encouraged. Praise be to God. You never know who's listening to you and who you impacting by being obedient to the will of God, because you sure bless me. I can say it and say it with an honest, sincere heart that I have been blessed by this word you spoke on today. So I thank God for you. And again, our love, our prayers go out to each of you and to Blog Talk Radio and to you, Minister Leslie Priest, to your mother, Pastor Beatrice, to everyone. We say God bless you from Live and Learn Ministry. Praise be to God, and be blessed and continue doing what thus saith the Lord. God bless you all.
Glory to God. Would you mind closing us out in prayer on this day?
I sure will. I sure will. You want it now?
Yes. And then we'll go to our worship.
Okay. Hallelujah, Father God, we thank you. We give you praise even right now, God. We give you the glory and the honor, because all glory and honor belong to you, God. Father God, we thank you for your blood covenant and the covering of your precious blood over our life, oh God, cleansing us from all unrighteousness. Father God, we thank you. We ask that you will continue to bless this platform that, oh God, you have anointed and appointed for such a time as this. Blog Talk Radio, New Destiny Ministry, Time of Reflection. Continue, Father God, to meet the needs of this ministry that it will not go lacking. Hallelujah, Father God. Your daughter in Zion, Pastor Adrian Bernard, Father God, continue to bless the woman of God. Continue to move throughout her home and her family, even in her travels. Father God, as you continue to elevate her concerning the vision at hand, oh God, and the task at hand, oh God, and the work that you called her to do. We thank you, oh God, that when you call, she said yes to your will, yes to your way, God. We ask that you will continue to move by your spirit over this ministry, over her life, oh God, even in her home, oh God, in her family. Father God, we pray the prayer right now, God. Father God, that you continue, God, to touch every speaker. Father God, that is a program set up and anointed by you, God, concerning this ministry, oh God. Every man and woman of God, oh God, that has been anointed and appointed to come on this platform and speak. Father God, let it be the oracles of God. Father God, as they go forward, God, give, oh God, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, even the more, God. We ask that you will continue to bless Minister Leslie Priest, oh God. Father God, in the work that she is doing, oh God, continue to use her, God. Continue to fill her up, God. Continue to restore her even the more, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the speaker of the hour. Father God and Lord, we ask that you will pour back into her, God. Fill her up even the more, God. Father God, continue to use her, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask you to continue to meet her need, God, as you anoint her afresh from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. And, Father God, we thank you for every listener that listened in on today, God, even those that are on mute even right now, God. Father God, even many of us that have came on late. But, God, we thank you because you're an on-time God. So, Father God, we pray right now, God, that your will be done in each of our lives, oh, God, as we continue to lift the name of Jesus. You said if you be lifted from the earth, you draw all men unto thee. Father God, so we believe you on today, God, concerning your word, God. And Father God, that we may perform it. Help us to keep our vows, that we perform them daily. And Father God, we ask you to bless each of us, even as we depart this line, oh God. Even in the worship, oh God, ask you to continue to move by your spirit. But Father God, we just pray right now, God, that you keep us. Continue to strengthen, oh God, and meeting the needs, oh God. Oh, Father God, in the mighty name of you, increase our faith even the more, God. And anyone even right now, God, even the newcomers that come in and gave their life to you, God. Father God, we thank you because the angels of heaven rejoices over one lost soul that repented than 99 just men. So, Father God, we thank you today for salvation, for your grace and mercy and your loving kindness. And for that, we're grateful, God. And we're ever to give your name the praise, for all glory and honor belong to you, God. And these and all blessings, we declare the victory, even right now, by the power and authority and dominion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. These and all blessings we ask and all prayers we pray in the name of the Father and in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Remember me, God, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. We are thankful this day. Are you speaking tomorrow, actually?
I believe so.
Oh, we are in for a treat from above. I know this. And I'm praying for the broadcast tomorrow in advance. Thank you all for calling a time of reflection. Remember, we are celebrating the 4th anniversary here on Blog Talk Radio. We are thankful for Minister Phyllis Wesley Lofton, who brought the word today. I cannot wait to go back and replay this. And my husband and family to hear this tonight. A time of reflection is a radio broadcast, and what we do is we encourage, we enhance, we enrich, we enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apology, because we are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we stand firmly upon our foundational scripture and are built up upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone that's found in Ephesians 2:20. We are inviting you to join us daily, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Tune in expecting to hear and receive, like we did today, a fresh oil from God Almighty. We do appreciate your continued support. Those who are listening on by Blog Talk or those listening on via Facebook or Twitter right now, you can write that call-in number. It is 858-683-1334. You can email Pastor Bernard. She loves to hear your prayer requests. She'll pray with you, your praise reports. We would love to share them on air at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com. Or you can mail any prayer requests or praise reports if you like us to share this broadcast at New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. With this being the fourth year anniversary, if you want to sow a seed, you can do that by mail. You can even do it online on our website where you can sow seeds. You can listen to our archived files. You can learn more about our ministry at www.newdestinyministries.com. And we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, and it is time to worship right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them. Here I am.
Here I am.
Thank you.
can you do? I give myself away.
Thank you.
thank you for dressing.
I see you here.
Glory to God. Thank you all for calling a time of reflection today. We made it through. Sorry, I was disconnected there for a moment, so I called in. So I'm just grateful to God that everything was still here. Everyone was still on the line. We thank you all for calling a time of reflection. Remember, we are celebrating the fourth year anniversary on Blog Talk Radio, and we appreciate Pastor Adrienne Bernard for all she's done. Thank you all. Have a beautiful day. Love you.
God bless. Love you all. Hallelujah. 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 As I rode down the highway, the song just started to roll over my spirit. And I began to write the song based on my heart, based on my spirit, based on my passion. And the song just said,
you still warn against the pearl. If the one who sees the gold,
say now.
If there was no other world to follow, in a land where it won't grow, thinking about those signs, no, whoa, whoa.
voices sing. When we all